Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 9th of July. Fear of the virus has increased in the United States in recent weeks, albeit the fear is less than it was earlier this year. The tightening of lockdown policies suggests that there are fears amongst policymakers. The fact that residents of Jacksonville in Florida are suing to try and prevent the Republican convention is an indication of some fear in the community, although it may also indicate political partisanship. However, it is also clear that people are adapting to new ways of doing things, as people always do, which is why fear is less than it was earlier this year. This matters in terms of the economics, because this is what will dictate the pace of the recovery. The US initial jobless claims and continuing claims data today are part of that story, giving some indication of how much the slowing of lockdown easing and the tightening of some restrictions is actually translating into an impact on the economy. Meanwhile, global fiscal policy continues to move to deal with the second phase after the bounce back, economic stimulus. The UK government unveiled a £30 billion package of measures. This summer, the government will not only offer you roof insulation, it will also pay for part of your pizza, but not on weekends. If you want pizza on a Saturday, you must pay full price yourself. It doesn't really seem to be a game changer in terms of overall economics, or even indeed the economics of pizza providers. The UK economic recovery will likely get more support from the pent-up saving of consumers than these gestures. But that support is still significant. Japanese core machinery orders rose in May. The consensus range was a mere 18%, so practically needlepoint precision. This is a volatile data series normally, but it does go to show that firms are not completely giving up on investing for the future. The virus does seem to be some form of economic Darwinism, taking down weaker firms, while not causing nearly so much damage to firms that were doing better amidst the structural changes of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. German trade data was relatively unexciting. The economy saw imports grow more slowly than exports, at least in value terms. There are some oil price effects still to consider here. However, both imports and exports were growing in May as lockdown started to ease. Trade data should do better than the overall economy as the service sector is disproportionately damaged by virus lockdowns. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.